With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. P.D. James is the world's reigning queen of crime, and her poet hero, Commander Adam Dalgleish of New Scotland Yard, is back in James' latest thriller, Devices and Desires.
He's published a very successful book of poems, and he's escaping from the publicity to a converted windmill on the east coast of England.
To a lonely peninsula punctuated by medieval abbeys and fortifications from the last war.
There are windmills there, and of course there's a lovely contrast between the wind as a source of power and this terrifying new source of power, the power station.
Dalgleish has inherited the converted windmill from his late aunt and hopes to escape from the pressure of police work.
But what he never escapes from is murder.
A serial killer called the Norfolk Whistler has claimed another victim. Dalgleish himself stumbles onto the body of a woman who is employed at a nearby nuclear power station and who may or may not be the fifth victim of the Whistler. Dalgleish comes under suspicion.
He finds the body and he's questioned. When did you leave the windmill? Why did you go for this walk by the sea? You know, you stumbled over this body. Did you touch it? And he doesn't like it.
The issue over nuclear safety is essential to the plot, and P.D. James visited two nuclear power plants in the course of her research.
The immensity of the place is astonishing, and yet it seems so empty. It needs so... I mean, there are hundreds of staff there, but you never seem to see them.
But P.D. James reminds that despite the nuclear issue, she's written a murder mystery, and Devices and Desires is one of her best, now a Warner paperback. Don Swain, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Mystery writer P.D. James' sleuth hero is Scotland Yard's Commander Adam Dalgleish, a name that might sound somewhat strange to Americans, but it's a Scottish name.
I named him Dalgleish because that was the name of my English teacher at school. She was a Miss Maisie Dalgleish.
In many ways, Adam Dalgleish, who returns in James' latest mystery, Devices and Desires, is a masculine equivalent of James herself. When she started her first book in the early 1960s, she decided to use a professional rather than an amateur detective, and in those days, that meant a man.
I wanted him to be courageous but not foolhardy. I wanted him to be a good professional cop. I didn't want him to be sentimental, but I wanted him to be compassionate. And I wanted him to have some artistic interest. I wanted him to be complex and sensitive, so I thought, I'll make him a poet.
In fact, in Devices and Desires, Dalgleish has just published a successful book of poetry and retreats to England's southeast coast, to the converted windmill he has inherited from his aunt, and with £750,000. It becomes a working vacation for Dalgleish, who learns that a serial killer is stalking the area. P.D. James is baffled by the serial killer, about whom we know little.
They've had disturbed childhoods, unhappy childhoods. Sometimes they've lost people close to them at an early age. But, I mean, that happens to millions of human beings. And they don't go off and become mass murderers.
With all the money Dalgleish has inherited from his aunt, he could afford to retire from Scotland Yard and compose verse full-time.
If I don't write another Adam Dalgleish, everyone will know that he's retired to write poetry. But I have a feeling there will be another Adam Dalgleish somehow.
For which the fans of P.D. James will be grateful. Her latest thriller, Devices and Desires, is now a Warner paperback. Don Swain, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. British mystery writer P.D. James, whose most recent novel is Devices and Desires, often thinks about murder. It is, of course, her stock in trade. What makes for a good murder, so to speak?
Is it the element of doubt? Is it the motive, which seems inexplicable, as it does in the Stuart murder in Boston? Is it the sense that it's amazing human beings can behave like this? I wonder what it is. Is it the ingenuity of the crime?
But James believes interesting people commit interesting crimes, and that's why mystery writers are often accused of being snobbish, because they usually use middle or upper middle class characters.
If you had a murder mystery set in a community where murder was commonplace. Drug dealing is commonplace, violence is commonplace. It isn't particularly interesting. You do need to have a rational, intelligent murderer so that the reader and the detective can pit their wits against him.
Which is why mystery writers tend to deal with an ordered, often well-to-do society.
Where you get the contrast between the horror of the deed and the apparent peace, ordinance, prosperity of the world in which it takes place.
P.D. James is a literary writer as well as a mystery writer, for her standards are high.
Back home, there are certainly some books published I feel would not have found a publisher if there hadn't been mysteries. And I just can't read a mystery unless it's well written. I mean, the most important thing to me about a book is the writing.
P.D. James' hero, Commander Adam Dalgleish of New Scotland Yard, returns in Devices and Desires, a Warner paperback. Don Swain, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.